Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truth Be Told Radio. Join us once again for the radio show that gives you teaching and preaching from a biblical perspective.
Welcome to Truth Be Told Radio. I'm Guy Reynolds, one of the hosts. Liz Canchola will be in just a few minutes. Sorry for the delay. We are a few minutes in, maybe 11 minutes into where we're supposed to be, so I apologize for that. Had a good show today. We were going to have someone on, John Terlecki, but he, I think that's his name, that we had on, we didn't get to get him on right now. I'm going to do some more studying a little bit on the people we ask come on, do a little more research, and also to be more prepared for the interview. So apologize. I don't know if it's going to actually happen. It may not. We were going to wait for the second hour, which was out east where I'm at. It's a little after 5 o'clock. Once again, this is Sunday, March 21st, 2010. I want to welcome you to Truth Be Told Radio. You can catch us on the web, truthbetoldradio.com. You can also go on Facebook and check out Truth Be Told Radio, or you can look me up on Facebook, GCREYNOLDS. So we've got a good show. Let's start out right now. You got one of my favorite comedians on here, Tim Hawkins. I'm going to play something right now, maybe a little comedy, something we've never done. I used to do stand-up comedy, and before I was saved, I did stand-up comedy, and after I was saved, I did a little bit. I find it hard to go from the natural to the spiritual. When you're doing stand-up comedy and you're trying to make someone laugh, and you do it for the most part, or maybe not, it's hard to go into the gospel, the law and the gospel, because God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now let's make you laugh. Well, you have to use the law and the gospel, bring about the knowledge of sin, and I see now why Todd Friel got out of comedy. Probably there was probably a lot of reasons why. My reason is for that. I could probably work up an act that would have the gospel and law and the gospel at the end of it, but it would be very difficult to do. So God's got me doing other things, though. He's got me doing radio. He's also got me doing street evangelism, so praising for that. Play real quick. We want to play Tim Hawkins' clip. It's about a minute long, called A Homeschool Family by Tim Hawkins.
Some people say we're goofy, mysterious and spooky. Our neighbors think we're kooky, a homeschool family. We drive a white conversion, we learn about the Persian. Our six-year-old's a surgeon, a homeschool family. We learn about creation and classic education. We're sponsoring a Haitian, a homeschool family.
Meek. Unique. Geek.
The parents are the tutors. We build our own computers. We never go to Hooters, a homeschool family. Have recess in the foyer, and then we read Tom Sawyer. Our nine-year-old's a lawyer, a homeschool family. We never leave our dwelling, our children are excelling. They're champions of spelling, a homeschool family.
All right, that was Tim Hawkins with the homeschool family. I didn't know it was a song, I thought it was his comedy. We'll try to have some more comedy. I actually got a DVD recently called Thou Shalt Laugh, and it's got a lot of Christian comedians on there, Taylor Mason, a few of them. Tim Hawkins is not on this one. I believe he might be on the second Thou Shalt Laugh DVD, but Good, clean comedy for your family. Tim Hawkins and Taylor Mason is another one. Oh, there's lots. I have to get some more. I'll try to interview some comedians on there. I know we had Bob Smiley on not too long ago. Actually, it was too long ago. It was last year. But anyway, that was Tim Hawkins. We'll have more from him. There are other songs. I'm trying to get other stuff downloaded also. I apologize for the unpreparedness of everything. So just kind of bear with me on a lot of stuff here. I appreciate it. If you're listening on podcasts, you can get us on iTunes. Also, Truth Be Told, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/truthbetoldradio, and you can upload episodes from there. So I appreciate you sticking in with me throughout today. So if Melissa's going to get on, don't know. But I've got some stuff, hopefully, trying to download from or upload. Tony Miano again. We'll go to his blog and check out things, see how everything's going. Right now, let's go to Ray Comfort's blog. If you don't know who Ray Comfort is, he is president of Living Waters. You can go to livingwaters.com and find out more about Ray Comfort. He actually was on Wretched Radio, a podcast last week where they did a transform in San Jose, California, and he was in studio for Wretched Radio talking about, you know, people basically attacking and not agreeing with the way, you know, the ministry is to be done in the sense of using the law for the gospel, and he showed biblically why you would do it. And a lot of people don't want to do that because they think, well, it's some kind of shtick or some kind of scripted thing. Well, you know what? Jesus really didn't do any scripted stuff, right? Well, he wrote the Bible. He wrote it through people, Jesus being God himself, and anything he did, obviously, he knew, but the apostles, do you think they really wanted to be out there? Just read the book of Acts, how they were preaching the gospel and getting beaten and then moved to the next city. Something tells me that a regular human being would not want to do that. They would find it foolish to do that, but they did it through the Spirit and the power of God, and they did it because they cared about lost people and people where they're going to go. And, a lot of people say they do, but all they want to do is meet felt needs. That's all they want to do, and they think that's what life's about, is meeting felt needs. And it's not. It's about preaching the gospel, number one. We're going to meet those needs, okay? I don't want to get on this whole tangent. I've got on before on Facebook and things like that. Look, it's not about meeting felt needs. Christians are here on this earth to glorify God, and the main way to glorify God is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ faithfully to those who are dying and lost. How are we going to know? How would they know without a preacher, Scripture says? And how are they going to know if we don't get out there? Get out of the church building, get out on the streets, and pass out tracts and witness to people biblically. Anyhow, that all stemmed from Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort's blog is raycomfortfood.blogspot.com. And you could actually, and Ray will say this, you could Google Ray Comfort and it'll pop up also. It's called Atheist Central. It was called Comfort Food, and so many atheists have showed up on this blog and have so many comments that he is offering so much stuff to atheists. And that, you know, it's not just the fact of being kind or anything like that. You know, some people take him up on it. He's giving away leather jackets and things. And matter of fact, we're going to read that here in just a second. He has something in today's, actually, today's blog quote and today's blog entry is called "It's Sunday. Welcome to the first atheist church service." And we're going to start that here in just a second. This is something else. I read through it just now, and it's a short thing, but we're going to read through it. It's pretty cool. The first atheist church service. I'm here trying to check on my downloads and trying to get Tony Mignano preaching on the subway to actually start downloading, but it's been very difficult to do that. So, anyhow, let's go to Atheist Central here. Jumping around here to all kinds of stuff. check my switchboard. Forgive me for all the awkward pauses. Let's go to this first atheist church service. Well, he has a song on here. Thank you for joining us today. Let's begin with today's hymn. Not sure what the song is, but it goes through the goes through a YouTube channel, so you can get on a raycomfortfood.blogspot.com to check that out. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift my soul to answer him, be jubilant my feet. Our God is marching on. Announcements. This week I will be giving away a handmade genuine leather vest to atheists. This is Ray Comfort speaking. So keep an eye on the blog. I also hope to finish a woman's black leather dress jacket, size 36 inch. I will let you know when it's done. Friday will be the day we announce the groceries gift to atheists. If you don't know, he's got it on the side of his blog that are you an atheist and are feeling an economic pinch, my wife Sue and I would like to help by giving you a $100 gift card for groceries. This is for atheists. As long as we're able to do so once a week, I will tell you to send your name to loveatheists@livingwaters.com. We'll draw a name, get the winner's address, and send the card. No string attached, no follow-up. This Be Nice to Atheists offer is international. It's not limited to atheists who live in the United States. So he's giving away groceries. Not trying to buy them off. He's doing something kind, as a lot of people would probably try to pick apart. So they're asking about collection. No, the service is free. They're making leather jackets for atheists. All right. The sermon is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Starting in verse 16, going to verse 19. Verse 16, Luke chapter 2. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And they had seen it, they had made known abroad, which was told them concerning this child. And they heard it, wondered at those things which are told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. So what is all the fuss? This is just a baby in a cow feeding trough. Babies are born every day in poverty. It's no big deal. True, it's not a big deal to those who have no understanding. If a child found the diary of Leonardo da Vinci, he may use it as a coloring book. He gives no value to it because he lacks understanding as to its worth. One of da Vinci's notebooks, the Codex Leicester, was purchased by Bill Gates for $30.8 million back in 1994. He explained why he valued the book. I feel very lucky that I own a notebook. In fact, I remember going home one night, telling my wife, Melinda, that I was going to buy a notebook. She didn't think it was a very big deal. I said, no, this is a pretty special notebook. It's the Codex Leicester, one of the notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci. And I personally have always been amazed by him because he personally worked out science on his own, and he understood things that no other science of that time did. And so to those who give no value to this babe in a manger, they mock which is so precious. However, those who understand who this was give it an unspeakable value. This babe was God in human form, God manifest in the flesh for the express purpose of suffering for the sins of the world. So that the door of death could be closed for humanity and the door of immortality swung open. Think of it. If this was the promised Messiah, if Jesus of Nazareth was God in human form, if he did take our punishment, if he can give everlasting life to all, forgive me, I lost my place. If he did take our punishment, if he give everlasting life to all who repent and trust in him, what better news could you hope to ever hear? The problem is, those without understanding sometimes choose to stay without understanding. They are proud know-it-alls with closed minds. But for those who are open-minded, there is proof. This gospel is absolutely 100% provable. Seek him today. And the benediction to the First Atheist Church Service. As you go through this week, may your eyes be open to what you have been given by God who created you in your mother's womb and breathed life into your being. Thank you for joining us. That is Ray Comfort. We're all Ray Comfort at his best. Ray Comfort blog. RayComfortFood.blogspot.com. We'll go back to that. We have a looks like we have a nurse yesterday. Oh, today. Boy, he was up early this morning. He really was. good news for atheists. He took a picture of a flower, actually, so it's pretty cool. And we'll go back to that in just a second. Let's can't get anything to download on this silly little switchboard from this browser. I downloaded another browser called Opera, and it seems to be kicking me off on a lot of stuff. So kicking me off of the upload screen. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Maybe with some more technology. Tim Hawkins on technology. But let's take a break and do a couple things. Ask the Lawman. We'll go through that. We probably did that, I think, last week, witnessing to Christians. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. And spiritual treason. Say that slowly, right? AW by AW Tozer. So let's take a quick break on Truth Be Told Radio.
Breaking news just in. A tornado has touched down here in the valley with a fury beyond compare, leaving behind a massive trail of destruction. Unconfirmed reports estimate hundreds of casualties due to the lack of warning. And sadly, these numbers will most likely only increase in the coming days. Rescue workers are continuing to search for any survivors.
Oh, dear God. She's so young. Please. Please don't take her away from me.
Death and pain. Do you ever wonder how a loving God can allow such suffering? To find biblical, sensitive answers and to receive a free booklet, go to AnswersRadio.com. This has been a message from Answers in Genesis.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told Radio. I apologize about the delay there. My switchboard is just going crazy. So forgive me on that, though. But anyway, we'll try to play a couple other things for our break. It is jumping around like a grasshopper. Anyone who does, that's what you get, I guess. Tony Mayano said that before. When you get free talk radio, this is what you get. All kinds of stuff going on. And being unprepared, as I try to be, you don't want to download or upload stuff on Blog Talk Radio at the last minute. So, once again, we'll try this again. This will be right back on Be Told Radio.
Animals. No sin, then no meat. Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Genesis tells us that God created a perfect world where animals, even ones with big sharp teeth, ate only plants, not each other. Genesis makes it clear that there was no animal or human death before sin. Now, those who oppose a literal Genesis say that animals were designed to eat other animals, even from the beginning. But this can't be true because the Bible clearly tells us about their original diets. Genesis chapter 1 says that God instructed the beasts of the earth, the fowl of the air, and everything that creeps upon the earth to eat every green plant for food. That means that even dinosaurs were originally vegetarians. But it's the curse which came because of Adam's rebellion that changed everything, including the diets of animals. Death and bloodshed are now a part of everyday life. Creatures that are not vegetarian today should be a great reminder of man's rebellion against the Creator. He was the one who created a perfect world where all the animals and Adam and Eve lived in perfect harmony.
While Adam and Eve lived in a paradise, it ended when they sinned. Their son Cain killed Abel, for example. That can bring up the question, where did Cain find his wife? Well, Ken Ham has the answer in a wonderful booklet, and we'll send 10 of them to you for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.
Sometimes you press play on something and it just keeps loading. That's exactly what's going on right here. So I apologize. they start playing this stuff.
God to slaughter women and children in the Old Testament. How can that ever be right?
It's right for God to slaughter women and children anytime he pleases. God gives life and he takes life. Everybody who dies, dies because God wills that they die. So God is taking life every day. He will take 50,000 lives today. Life is in God's hand. God decides when your last heartbeat will be and whether it ends through cancer or whether it ends through a bullet wound. God governs. So God is God. God rules and governs everything, and everything he does is just and right and good. God owes us nothing. If I were to drop dead right now, or a suicide bomber downstairs were to blow this building up and I would be blown to smithereens, God would have done me no wrong. He would have done David no wrong. He does no wrong to anybody when he takes their life at age 2 weeks or at age 90, 92. God is not beholden to us at all. He doesn't owe us anything. Now, you add to that that we're all sinners and we deserve to die yesterday and go to hell, the fact that we're even breathing today is sheer common grace from God. So I could make the question harder. As it was stated, it doesn't feel hard to me because God was stated as the actor. But if I make it harder, I'll take longer than 3 minutes to answer the question, and you don't want me in this session. So I think my basic answer is the Old Testament and the New presents God as the one who has total rights over my life and over my death. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How he takes away is his call. He never wrongs anybody.
John, how would you state it to make that question harder? And what would be your answer?
The question makes it harder is that he commands people to do it. He commanded Joshua to slaughter people. Okay, so you got human beings now killing human beings. And so now you've got a moral question for what is right to do. So the Bible says, thou shalt not murder. And God says to Joshua, go in and clean house and don't leave anything breathing. Don't leave a donkey breathing. Don't leave a child breathing, a woman breathing, an old man or old woman or a donkey. Just wipe out Jericho. And so then my answer is, there is a point in history, a season in history, where God is the immediate king of a people, Israel. Difference in the way he is the king over the church, which is from all the peoples of Israel and does not have a political, ethnic dimension to it. So there was a political, ethnic dimension. He is immediate king, and he uses this people as his instrument to accomplish his judgment in the world at that time. And God, it says, let the sins of the Amalekites accumulate for 400 years so that they would be full. And then he sends his own people in as his instruments of judgment. So I would vindicate Joshua by saying, in that setting, with that structure of people and God, it was right for Joshua to do what God told him to do, and that is annihilate the people. But that's much more complex morally than saying God does. I mean, he can cause a flood and kill everybody on the planet, except 8 people. And he didn't do a one of them anything wrong. But he didn't ask anybody else to do that. So whenever God uses others, right now an example would be that God has given the sword to the government. So I believe that the government has a right to take a rapist and a murderer and put him in jail. Or to kill him. I think capital punishment is consistent with Genesis 9 and consistent with God's character. Because of the value of man, the blood of a man shall be shed for taking the blood of a man. But that's very different than saying anybody can go around killing people. So God has his times and seasons for where he shares his authority to take and give life. And the church today is not Israel, and we are not a political entity, and therefore the word we have from the Lord today is love your enemy, pray for those who abuse you, lay your life down for the world, don't kill in order to spread the gospel, die in order to spread the gospel.
Wow. I heard that before, I heard it last week, and kind of going through it, and it didn't have that much impact until you don't kill for the gospel, you die for the gospel, and that's exactly what it is. When you realize that you've come to the end of yourself and you've repented and put your trust in Jesus Christ, then you die to yourself. You die, the law kills you, and Christ makes you alive again through his Holy Spirit. Well said by Dr. John Piper. Get more information on Dr. John Piper, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org. You can also Google John Piper. And all right, now let's go to Tim Hawkins again. And those of you who like Chick-fil-A, I love Chick-fil-A. I also like the fact that Chick-fil-A is a Christian organization. I really love that part. That the I believe the guy that owns his last name's Kathy, and he runs the organization. They are closed on Sundays, and of course they serve, in case you didn't know, a Chick-fil-A. Serve at your chicken sandwiches, chicken thing, all kinds of everything chicken you'd want, and other stuff. They serve the good milkshakes, and they have the best sweet tea this side of the eastern border. So, of course, people in Atlanta and Georgia and stuff would probably, I've wanted to drink tea, actual sweet tea made in Georgia and Louisiana and things. I haven't got a chance to do it yet, but till then, Chick-fil-A's got great sweet tea. This is all about Chick-fil-A, this song by Tim Hawkins. We have a local Chick-fil-A that our children's pastor at my church has went, and he has sung this song. At that Chick-fil-A for kids' night. They do have a kids' night on Tuesday nights, usually, all around the United States, all around the world, where there's Chick-fil-A. They do have kids' night where kids eat free at Chick-fil-A. So like I just did a great commercial for Chick-fil-A. Well, they're worth it. Go there and eat today. You'll hear Christian music in the background, and you might just hear songs like this by Tim Hawkins on Truth Be Told Radio.
Chick-fil-A, I could eat there 7 times a day, where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly I need waffle fries in front of me, with some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh I know, 'cause it's Sunday. Chick-fil-A, what a dirty rotten trick to play. Now I have to settle for Subway. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
That was a Chick-fil-A song by Tim Hawkins, Christian comedian, which he's very popular on the Christian circuit in a lot of places. Now, I'd like to know where Tim Hawkins stands on the gospel. That'd be something to get him on to find out about also. Also, his comedy, I think you could Google Tim Hawkins, timhawkins.com, I think it's timhawkins.net. Just Google Tim Hawkins, and you can also go on YouTube if you so choose to go on YouTube and look stuff up. You can check out Tim Hawkins on YouTube. Very funny guy. He's one of the few guys. I used to do stand-up comedy. He's one of the few guys that make my stomach hurt when he's doing comedy. But anywho, read Ray Comfort's blog. We'll get on that again. We'll also read Tony Maiano's blog. Why are we bringing you these blogs? Because they've got some good articles on them, and you may not ever go on these blogs. May hear one good article and say, wow, you know, hey, I'd go on that blog and read it. So, anyway, this is Guy Reynolds for Truth Be Told Radio. I don't know what happened to Melissa. Let's hope she's okay. She was going to call our guest we were going to have on the next hour, but did not get to this gentleman to interview, John, I think it's McTurlin. We're going to talk to him about a few things about the science in TV and science fiction TV, how they appoint to Book of Revelations and things like that on a lot of issues on a lot of movies. There's a lot of hidden things. I'd like to have a guy on. His name's Carl Kirby. He works for Answers in Genesis, and he does a talk called The Evolution in Pop Culture. He tells you all kinds of things like SpongeBob and how there's lots of hidden things in those. How they hint to 100 to 1 million year stuff and how they have false gods and things in them. And that's stuff that our kids are watching and I have watched. So little tiny stuff they throw in there. I imagine it's something to be able to, when your kids watch it, to educate them and show them this is why this is wrong, that it's not a millions of years. And they call out to the Neptune god. I also was watching, and yes, I watch cartoons. There's nothing wrong with that. I watch the Penguins of Madagascar, and one of the episodes there dealt with one of the penguins losing something, and they had to give it up, and it was a doll or something of that nature. And one of the penguins said, well, maybe the universe owes you one. Maybe the universe, everything comes back to you, hinting to karma. They never said karma, but hinting to that, and also hinting to the universe blinking and not, you know, I've got something to say to the universe. And without mentioning the word God, obviously. They say universe, so they won't offend anyone, especially if any parents, atheist parents are out there. They don't want their kid getting offended by the word God on a cartoon. Of course not. So they use terms and things like that. So you have to watch that. And like if I'm watching it, I'll make note of it and show my kids. This is what they say. I even recorded that episode just to show them. This is what they're saying. This is an attempt to take out God in not just regular TV, which is appalling to some people to even say or do. That's why I've all but cut out all kinds of TV. I had a friend of mine the other day ask me if I watch American Idol. After I got done laughing, I said no. And he had asked me why. I said, well, number one, it's got idol in the name. Hello, second commandment. Anyway, it's just, I don't know. A lot of it is silly, and I've been, God has convicted me. Each time I start watching TV, I'll go ahead and tell you, anytime I watch TV, I'll start watching it. If it's not sports related, like basketball or football, then I'm watching it, and then God shows me. Like a few minutes into it, he shows me, this is why you shouldn't watch this. And boom, I end up turning it. And I get what I call put in a corner in TV. I'm like, okay, put me in a corner. I can't watch anything. You go to the cartoons and you hear those little hints of evolution and stuff, and you're like, okay, all right, I want to watch that, I want to watch that. And then God just narrows it. God narrows it down for you. I am eventually probably going to be without, eventually probably. Those two words don't go together. I'm eventually going to do without TV, and, you know, hold your applause. That's eventually what's probably going to happen. So, my internet's getting crazy. It's going in and out, in and out, in and out. So, forgive me if I keep rambling and talking on. I know I have a friend of mine that's listening to me right now. He's probably like, okay, dude, move on. Okay. Well, I'm trying to get stuff downloaded, and it's been proving to be very difficult to get stuff downloaded. Melissa, being she put Tim Hawkins stuff on here, so some comedy. We listened to a couple of things, and we're going to read some scripture here as soon as I get the Project Ezra assignment up. We read Acts chapter 2 last week, and we're going to check out what Dan Bodwin of Project Ezra, he's out of Northern California, he's of the Northern California seed sower. So I can get that on. I'm also going to try to get some stuff downloaded open air wise. I've been telling you that. So please stay tuned. We're going to play Tim on technology. I hope this is Tim Hawkins on this special Tim on technology. Let's play that real quick while I try to get this stuff situated. This is Truth Be Told Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much for listening. We are back.
My daughter says, I don't know, the iPod's too big, Daddy. It's just too cumbersome.
iPod is too cumbersome. Anybody here remember jogging with a Walkman cassette player? Remember those days? All right, let's go for a run. Okay. Then you got a portable CD player. You had to run real smooth so it wouldn't skip.
Oh.
Take it easy. I got Olivia Newton-John in this bad boy. Remember 8-tracks? They were horrible. You're lucky to get 5 songs on one of them things. And the tape would always break. Remember cassettes and 8-tracks? The tape would always break. Couldn't go download another one. Didn't have any money. You had to fix it. But you could fix those 8-tracks, couldn't you? Little piece of tape, just kind of splice it. You were back in business. Of course, it always had that warble in it now. Since you fixed it, yeah.
Like if you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest blue eyes for me. Ooh, down there with the blue sky.
I'm sorry, my jaws are hurting. That was funny. That was Tim Hawkins on technology. I remember those. Tim, I even remember those boom boxes. A buddy of mine texted me earlier about being a breakdancing champion. Yes, I used to breakdance. And yes, I used to have a mullet. Bad combination, I'm telling you. I remember carrying the boom boxes. Boom boxes. Nothing near the size of an iPod. Nothing near the size of a cassette player, and I couldn't imagine what they would do with a portable 8-track player. That would be just horrible to go around. I remember the CD players when they first came out. They didn't have that shake protection when you're going. Now they have iPods, and I think the portable CD players are all but extinct. Some people still buy them. They'll probably buy them for novelty next time. And I'm on the lookout for a boombox, man. I really that's funny. Yeah, I really want to buy one of those large boomboxes. In the summertime, just go around the park with the headband on, and no, I'm not going to break out the spandex, maybe get some basketball shorts on, get a little modern, maybe tank top, and just boom, you know, turn on the boom box and maybe some old rap, maybe, I don't know. Actually, I should do some Christian rap, couldn't I? Just go around with my high socks on and go retro, go 80s, and I've heard that's making a comeback. I don't know where it's making a comeback. It's just making a comeback. So thank you, Tim Hawkins, for that memory that now sticks in my head. Speaking of that, this is also a memory. And Tim Hawkins has a video of this song. Cletus Take the Reel. It's about them going fishing. It's actually a parody from Jesus Take the Wheel. Cletus Take the Reel. Let's play that to burn some more time until I can find out what's going on in my switchboard here. This is Truth Be Told Radio. Thanks for sticking with me.
I was fishing last Friday on a lake in Mississippi in the humid summer heat. On a boat with my best friend Cletus, who was sleeping in the back seat. Well, the bites were slow and we were running low on chips and Gatorade. It'd been a long, hard day. I felt the tug on the line and I didn't pay attention. It was spinning way too fast. Before I knew it, I was staring at a 10-pound shiny bass. When I tried to pull the fish inside. I pulled a muscle in my upper thigh. I was so scared. I threw my rod up in the air. Pleaded to take the reel, take it from my hand.
That was Cletus Take the Reel by Tim Hawkins. Trying to get on a blog here. I might as well just go back. Forgive me. It's the Truth Be Told Radio. Nation ID. You got to throw that in there, right? I'm Guy Reynolds, along with the host, Melissa Canchola, is not available at the moment. So I'm jumping in here, trying to do my best to kind of hypnotically get you going along here with different stuff, which I'm not prepared for. So forgive me for that. We're going to go to the Lawman Chronicles, lawmanchronicles.blogspot.com. You can grab yourself a blog at blogspot.com. Start writing. I've been meaning to do that. God's got me working on two or three sermons at the same time, and I'll go ahead and tell you the truth. I've been trying to go out and plan what I want to do in evangelism in my city, and the enemy just jumps in there. I try to allocate my time between my family, my job, and trying to do evangelism as well as be a friend. Also, I do a Bible study on Monday nights. We're going to be starting a book, which we're going to add a new segment to come next week. We're going to add a new segment to the radio show, Truth Be Told Radio here, that is about basic Christian beliefs. We're going to be doing teaching from a book by Wayne Grudem called Basic Christian Beliefs. It breaks down basic Christian doctrine, and we also could have a special guest coming in, whether it's my friend Chris or Chan or anybody coming in that would teach on this. So we're going to read part of the book, and I'll go ahead and tell you, this won't be a debate. I'll throw it right out there, and I try to tell people all I can. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not an Arminian. If I lean more to Molinism, we can talk about that some other time, but I lean more to that, and we can talk about that some other time with that, but I'm not that, and also I have different eschatology than a lot of people. I believe in second coming only, and not the way an all-millennialist or anything would agree. No, it's not. It's just the second coming of Jesus Christ, and that might send all of you pre-trib rapture guys into a tailspin, but that's something also has nothing to do with salvation. You know how you're saved through repentance and trust in Jesus Christ. I'm not going to break fellowship over you over an eschatology and end times issue or the fact of being how we stay saved, how we're there, how God will seal us. And like I said, I'm not going to get into a Calvinistic debate. I'm not a negotiator. I'm a herald. I agree with Tony Mangiano. He did that thing on his blog. So speaking of that, Tony Mangiano's blog, last time he wrote his blog, he's been spending time with family. So Tony Mangiano, if you don't know who he is, he works for Living Waters. You can go on livingwaters.com or you can go on the lawmanchronicles.blogspot.com. The reason they call him the lawman, because he was a practicing sheriff in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, I believe, for over 20 years. He's retired, and he heralds the gospel of Jesus Christ in Southern California. This is his from his blog. It's called Prisoner Alert. Prisoner Alert. He's going to give us. Let's see, he's going to give us a update on a guy named Sean Holes. This is Tony Maiano's blog. Thursday, March 18th is when he wrote this. This is Tony Maiano talking. I just received word that my friend and fellow evangelist Sean Holes is at this moment sitting in Glasgow, Scotland jail cell. His crime, he mentioned what the Bible says about homosexuality. Here's what I know from very reliable sources. Sean is in Scotland with a group of European and American evangelists preaching the gospel. Earlier today, Sean was preaching in the open air to a crowd of people. According to accounts from other evangelists present, Sean's presentation of his testimony in the gospel was loving and gracious. When Sean finished preaching, a lady from the crowd asked, "What does the Bible say about homosexuality?" Sean answered the lady's question by turning to the scriptures. The crowd began to argue that the Bible doesn't speak against homosexuality, even though Sean tried to show them the passages in the Bible. Police officers were present and listening to the preaching. When Sean shared what the Bible says about homosexuality, a police officer told Sean that he was offending people in the crowd and he couldn't preach about homosexuality. Standing not far from Sean was a young man in the crowd who was smoking a marijuana joint, which is legal to do in public. This is in Scotland, by the way. In Scotland, one of the evangelists made mention of it, and the police officer responded saying, "Well, that's just Glasgow youth these days." Sean was arrested for offensive preaching. He will remain in custody until he goes before the court tomorrow. And this was Thursday, so it would be Friday we're going to court. According to Lisa Holes, Sean's wife, segments of the evangelical church in Scotland plan to be outside the courthouse in protest of Sean's arrest and in support of our brother in chains. Knowing Sean as I do, this is Tony Maiano talking, and I have no doubt he is boldly and loving preaching the gospel to other prisoners. Pray for Sean and his family as Sean denies himself, takes up his cross, and follows Christ. As for my American Christian brethren reading this post, what happened to Sean today in Scotland will soon happen to Christians in the United States. Stand firm, speak the truth in love, proclaim the gospel no matter what the cost. The Holes family leads Luke 10:2 Ministries. Please consider supporting their ministry work to proclaim the gospel around the world. And you know what? That's happening all over the place. And if you haven't received the persecution that you are due as a Christian, and no persecution is not getting a key on the side of your car. If you have not received that persecution that you are due for preaching the gospel as you should, then there's something wrong. Examine yourself to see if you're in the faith, because you may not be saved at all. You just did promise that people would hate us for everything that we would do. That Jesus Christ, preaching Jesus Christ, people would hate us.